The Kansas Humanities Council was one of five recipients of the Archie Green Fellowship through the American Folklife Center. The fellowship's namesake, Archie Green, was a prominent scholar of labor-related folklore. Supported projects uphold his tradition of preserving the culture and experiences of American workers. The Boeing Oral History Project is a collaboration between the KHC and the Wichita Sedgwick County Historical Museum, and will explore the question, what will happen to the air capital of the world without the Boeing plant? Merle Riedel, Director of Grants and Programs at KHC, says with the plant set to close sometime in 2013, it's crucial that Wichita's Boeing story is collected.
I think it's very important for Kansas history because aviation is a huge economic engine in our state. And with Boeing pulling out, you know, I don't know, that will certainly have an impact on that sector, and it'll have an impact on a city that has kind of come to define itself by the aviation industry. Boeing was kind of the icon of that particular field. So it's going to require a change in how the city views itself. It's going to require a change in how the state views its economy.
This summer and fall, field workers will identify, locate, and interview about 20 people who were either directly involved or profoundly affected by Boeing over the course of the past 85 years. Wichita-Sedgwick County Historical Museum Director Eric Kale will be tasked with finding the final interview subjects, which he says he will likely have to pull from a large potential pool.
You know, what is said is Wichita's comprised of aircraft workers and 500 other people. So there isn't anyone who isn't wouldn't have something interesting to say about Boeing being here, and it would be wonderful to find someone with experience from the World War II era, and it would be great to deal with those who depended on Boeing being here but were not in the company.
And says Riedel, capturing diverse stories through oral histories will provide a multifaceted look into Boeing's impact and legacy.
It's more than just about economics. It's about the people that worked there and the people that took their work and experience from working at Boeing and took it to other places and did other things. I mean, I think the mayor of Wichita is a former Boeing employee. I think, you know, the skills that were gained by working in that particular plant sort of spread out across the world.
The interviews will be conducted by field workers, then transcribed and shared with the Library of Congress American Folklife Center and the Wichita Public Library. With the audio files and transcriptions will be an analysis of the collected stories by an academic, drawing conclusions and likely answering the question, what will happen to the air capital of the world without Boeing? For KMUW News, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.